The Northern Territory has the worst homicide rate and the highest per capita alcohol consumption in the country. Kieran Fernane has worked as a journalist in Alice Springs for more than 20 years. Her new book, Trouble, on trial in Central Australia, explores some of the Territory's most well-known cases. She told The Wire's Bonnie Parker about why she decided to write the book.
There was a lot more to the stories than the simple facts of the case, the verdict of guilty or not guilty, the way they were being dealt with by the court. I felt that they spoke to the conditions of life in Central Australia, that I could recognise a lot about what was going on in our town and in our region, and that to have them out there would be helpful to this community and also to the broader Australian community.
You posed the question early in the book that I also wondered myself. Why did you decide to tell these stories of trouble when there are so many other stories that could be told?
The trouble story has come to be the dominant story. Once upon a time, the main image of this town was a frontier town, a pioneering town. And over the last few decades, that has really been displaced under pressure of political change involving Aboriginal people and recognition of their land rights and their other rights. I've written a lot about a lot of other stories of Alice Springs, particularly in focus has been in the cultural area, in my introduction to the book, so that the reader does have a sense of a culturally rich place, a place with a variety of people and a diversity of life and lifestyles.
The book explores a number of well-known cases. Can you tell us about one that stuck with you the most?
Certainly the case that has been best known nationally is also the one that I devote the longest chapter to, and that was the killing of Kumanjai Ryder by five non-Aboriginal men. This was reported nationally solely in terms of Alice Springs being a racist town and it being a race-based crime and likely a race-hate crime. And I felt that it was a story, again, that was much more complex than that. This is a very diverse population. Aboriginal people make up about one-fifth of the population, a much higher proportion than in most Australian towns. And so you're going to get the interactions between the population in a wide range of contexts, from the best to the worst. And in this case, we certainly had the worst.
After you've written this book, are you hopeful about the future?
I am, because I think people, amazingly enough, do find the energy to keep going, getting up the next day, getting on with their lives. People who are living under a lot of pressure and have suffered a great deal, including the families of people who are victims of the crimes, people who actually have committed crimes. So I write at the end of one man who killed a family member in an alcoholic rage, who really took stock of what he had done and made the decision to change. He's certainly not an isolated example. I think it is possible for people to change, and I think in terms of policy, focusing on the ways to support that, focusing on the things that we do know are the antecedents to crime, supporting people in those areas before it ever gets to being dealt with in the court is where policy should go.
Journalist Kieran Fernane talking to The Wire's Bonnie Parker about her new book, Trouble, on trial in Central Australia, which is published by the University of Queensland Press.